Now joining me is Wyoming Mustang head coach Keith Russ. Hey, Keith, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
That is awesome to hear. Well, Keith, it's getting close. Camp is just a couple of weeks away. How do you feel going into camp?
I feel pretty good. We hired a new offense coordinator, assistant head coach, the other day, and he hit the ground running. He's bringing in, we were bringing in some really good guys, but he kind of reached out and brought in even more guys. We actually just, I just got the contract from a wide receiver to play for Chicago Bears a few months ago, so it's looking like we're going to have almost an entire NFL team out there on the field of guys that have spent some time in the NFL at some point or another.
That is incredible news right here, and I want to tell you something that leads into my next question, because you've amassed a very talented roster. What do you attribute that to?
I have a lot of contacts down south, and they play football year round down in the southern states, and so they naturally they produce a lot of good ball players, and have a good relationship with a lot of the coaching staff down that way, coincidentally, the new OC, he actually, I've got a lot of contacts in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and then his contacts kind of picked up in Louisiana and Texas and, Tennessee and all the southern states that, have a lot of good football players. So it's just a lot of that, just knowing people and knowing where to find the right guys that we're looking for.
Now, the Gillette community has welcomed you and your team with open arms, and Gillette's support has been overwhelming. What does that mean to you?
That means a lot. I've really come to love this town. I spend most of my time over here now. Before camp, I wasn't planning on actually being there a lot until camp started, but I've found myself here more and more. When I'm out here, I want to be here. Like I said, it's really great. I love Gillette.
Now, speaking of the community, your program has been very active in the community. You guys are doing a lot of things already. The people of Gillette have met you, your staff, some of your players. In fact, recently you were just at Dungeons and Dugouts meeting folks. What has the interaction with fans been like so far?
That's been great. I think it was -15 that day and with Dungeons and Dugouts. And, there was people lined up outside the door before the event even started. And, they're brave and cold to come out and meet some players and get a few autographs. So that was just very impressive. Even with the cold, I imagine if the weather had been more favorable, it would have probably been several hundred people there.
Now, you all will be hosting another Wyoming Mustang event this Saturday at Flight Zone from 6 to 8 p.m. What can Mustang fans expect at this event?
We're gonna have some more players over there. We'll have our little mini helmets that they'll be signing for players and for the fans and the children. I think this event's going to be even bigger. They get to come out and have a good time and interact with the players and you'll get season tickets if they want them. And so we can, just more interaction.
And it's really cool too. They have those little, white helmets. Those are sweet. I love the colors of this team. Cool gear, definitely. So if you guys didn't make it out there, I definitely would go to the Flight Zone this Saturday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Let's get back to a little football, Keith. Now, we touched on this a little bit earlier. On paper, you have a talented squad. Camp starts March 1st. At spring camp, what are the keys in your mind to making this team that is very talented a cohesive unit going forth?
We don't have a lot of time to build chemistry. Chemistry is going to be the biggest thing. You can have the best plays in the playbook, and if you guys just don't have that chemistry, you're going to have a lot of miscues and make a lot of mistakes. But fortunately, I think half our defense played together at Southern Miss at one point or another. So, we probably got six guys on the defense that that have played together, and so they've already got that chemistry. So, I think that's going to help us a lot.
And also, just one last question. I just want to get and double-check this. How many players on your team were at D1 level, and then you have, like you say, you just signed a guy that was formerly with the Bears. So how many guys are like that, D1 level or a pro?
I would say, our training camp roster is 35. I would say at least, as far as D1 and professional, I would say at least 25 of the 35 are. And it's kind of sad because, there's going to be at least four guys that have that experience that, we're not even going to be able to keep, because that's set our roster to 21 after the March 27th game. So, would say 25 at least. I mean, I would have to definitely go back and look, and you know, don't fact check me on that. But, just glancing at the roster and knowing what I know, I think we've got 9 former NFL guys and you know, at least 14 D1 guys.
Well, I tell you what, people are chomping at the bit to get this football season going, and you guys have done such a great job amassing a coaching staff, but also getting these players in here. That's a really cool thing. Again, one more time, folks, if you want to go out there, meet some players, meet Keith, look at some cool gear, and have a fun time. It is at the Flight Zone this Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Get out there, have some fun. I do think it's going to be a pretty big turnout out there. So, folks, maybe get there a little early. Just a little suggestion.
Yeah, I would definitely get there early.
Definitely. Keith, thank you so much for joining us. It has been an absolute pleasure. We'll chat again next week.
All right, Chris. You have a good day.
You too.